to take back control of this dynamic. Because right now you have power. You think you have power over me. And you think that you could just do whatever you want. And I'm supposed to just be okay with it, even though I've made a request of you and you agreed to that request.
Things coming together so beautifully. One day it'll all make sense. Just you wait and see. Take this journey with me. Purposely random. Purposely random.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Angela Elise, and this is my podcast, Purposely Random, a podcast by Angela Elise. And I wanted to talk to you about some things that have been on my mind. If this is your first time tuning in, this is a podcast where we talk about intra and interpersonal skills development, mental health. We talk a whole lot about God. We talk about social justice. We talk about random things. We talk about almost everything from my perspective, and do a little bit of singing too. So I have a couple of topics here that I want to get into. I'm just flipping through my page. So if you hear a little page turning, bear with me. We're going to really be talking about, really going to be talking about creating a safe space. As you guys know, this is something that I am a huge advocate for, creating a safe space. And here recently, it's really been on my mind pretty heavily, especially with like getting to know someone, being vulnerable yet again. You know, vulnerability, I can do it very short term, but long term, it's just been feeling like this is much, like this is a lot. And I don't know if I'm okay with it. But here we go. Seeing me, letting go. Is it safe to unhold my breath and breathe? You tell me to let go. I don't know. Is it safe? I am not trying to offend you. I just don't know if I can get into really showing you the real me. So I'll be a turtle here in my home. Please be patient, though. Don't leave me all alone. Please. I'm begging you, baby. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, creating a safe space. I'm also advocating for myself, setting boundaries, making requests. These are all things that I'm like really, really trying to do within this latter season of my 31 year, my 2021 year of life. This year has not been easy for me. A really, really hard time, like really looking in. And I know you guys are like, Angela, you're like super introspective. This is true. I am very introspective. It is a lot all the time looking inside, which is part of the reason why I didn't podcast for such a long time, is because I spent all this time looking inside, feeling honestly ashamed. Feeling honestly like I thought we were past this point. I thought we had healed from this. I thought that we were recognizing signs faster. And I have been recognizing signs faster, but it's still like, come on. You know better. You know better. Why are you doing these things? What inside of you have you still not healed? Are you still yet seeking God's guidance? Are you still yet just not listening to, not trusting, not submitting back to God? I've been doing that work. And let's just say this, I'm not healed yet. I'm healing. And I pray that the residual effects of not trusting, me dating back-to-back narcissists and me having these abandonment issues, not just from like dating narcissists, but also from like elementary. I think I have mentioned this probably on the podcast a lot of like being this kid that was like bullied and all that stuff. And then like the new kids would come and then they would leave me. And people that I was really close to over my life have left me. And so it's just been easier to give up on people and to not really try. And I don't want to be like that anymore. I want to really invest. 2021 is supposed to be investment. And I have invested in myself in learning relationships and learning how to set boundaries and stick to them. And what a boundary really is. It's not a telling someone else what they need to do. It's a response to how they're treating you. It's an, if you do this, I'm not going to do this. And it's not like I'm telling you, if you burp, I'm not going to marry you or something like that. It's just like more so like, if you continue to treat me this way that I do not like, that is not making me feel safe, that's like not making me feel safe, then I'm going to remove myself from the situation. I'm going to take back control of this dynamic. Because right now you have power. You think you have power over me. You think that you could just do whatever you want. And I'm supposed to just be okay with it, even though I've made a request of you and you agreed to that request. And now you are hurting me and going against that agreement. So you can't cuss at me. You can't call me at my name. And if you do, I'm going to remove myself from the situation. I do not owe you my presence. I want to give you my presence. And just like I want you to give me your presence. And I want to respect your boundaries. If you don't like me sending you 500 videos, I won't send you 500 videos. But where's the compromise, I guess, between being able to have a safe space to express yourself and also respecting other people's times, their energy, their attention, and mainly their goals and their growth in life? What is that? So I've been like learning what that really looks like. And honestly, y'all, I haven't been okay. It's tough. It's so tough to really humble yourself and just be like, hey, like, can you not do that to me? Can you respect my time? Could you not like last minute ask me on a date? I don't appreciate that. If you want to spend time with me, you can plan it. If you want to call me, you can call me within a certain time. Things like that, man. And it's really still hard though, because I feel like because I don't have a healthy relationship with setting boundaries as of yet, I'm still learning that, it sometimes makes me feel like I'm not being considerate. Oh, sorry. So it's like, sometimes makes me feel like I'm not being considerate of the other person and all that they're going through with my request. But I'm like, I still need to advocate for myself. If I'm not happy with how someone is treating me, I'm respectful of what you're going through within your life, but where is the, like, you know, thought of me too? It's okay for me to say, hey, think of me as well. If you want to, that's a request. You don't have to, but I would like for you to do these things. So, I mean, it's just a really interesting time in my life where I'm learning those things. I don't really have all the answers, But I really, really, really wanted to just encourage you guys out there that it is okay to look inside. It is okay to express yourself, to feel yourself, to learn what and why you do the things you do. And people can ask you that too. I don't understand why people think being introspective means being selfish, right? I like to ask people questions about how and who they are. How they got the way that they are, who they are, why they are. And seems I don't want someone to be just as curious about me one day. That's my prayer, that someone becomes just as curious about me. Curious about me like I am about myself. But anyways, talk to other people. Learn their what's and why's. You don't know how much it can help you. Just one conversation, just listening to someone else. So thank you for listening to me. And as always, be real, be you. Do what you came here to do and be the light that you want to see. Peace.
Things coming together so beautiful.